Welcome to Positive Parenting Podcast with Olu. I am Olu. You're listening to the Tuesday Tips. Every Tuesday, I share some quick tips on positive parenting techniques that will help you become a better parent to your kids. Also, help you to improve your relationship with your children. Because as we all know, it's not easy being a parent, whether it's a toddler or a teenager. My goal is to help any parent that wants to improve their relationship with their children. Because young children who grow with a secure and healthy attachment to their parents stand a better chance to develop happy and content relationship with others in their life. So if you know someone who can benefit from with this message, please share with them. So today I'm going to be talking about how to teach a child to behave well, especially in public. Okay. Children misbehave because they don't know how to behave appropriately, which is true. When a child doesn't know how to behave properly, then misbehaving is not the right word to use here. Most of us know so much about the brain already that it takes a while and lots of experiences for all those neurons, information messengers in our brain to work together, causing synapses, connecting information from one neuron to another to grow that strong. And then make a child to develop empathy, language skills, creativity, and problem solving. If you want to learn more about children's brain, I would suggest you buy this book, The Old Brain Child by Daniel Siegel. Because when we have a loving interaction with children, young children, it builds and it stimulates a child's brain. Okay, so because when we understand all this, it will make more sense to us and we will stop expecting a child to do something that is developmentally inappropriate for them. For example, expecting your 2-year-old to sit at a table with you in a restaurant for over 2 hours without getting impatient or bored. Another thing I would like to say is that you can't expect your child to know how to behave if you haven't deliberately taught or shown them how to behave, especially in a scenario that they've never experienced before. If you really think about this, it's not really them misbehaving. It's more like they don't really know how to behave. I'd like to point this out though. If you have a 3 to 4 year old who likes to touch things when they are out with you, you shouldn't yell or punish them because touching is their way of exploring things, which is an expected behavior. So what can we do? What can you do as a parent? I think the first thing you need to do as a parent is to teach them by example. Yes. You need to model the behavior you want to see in your children. I know I say this often, but it's common sense. Because children are like sponges. They see what you do and they copy it. So if you want them to be nice to people, you have to be nice to people. And you could set some reasonable house rules, which is tailored to your own family. You set some boundaries, have consequences for failing to follow house rules. And please, always follow through. Be consistent, parent. So here are 2 common scenarios for everyday life. Example 1, let's say your 2-year-old child is throwing a toy around. Simply, what you need to do is just simply take the toys away and explain to her calmly that toys are to be played with, not thrown around, and remind them of the house rules if they persist. Example 2. If you have a child who loves interrupting you during a conversation on the phone with someone else, after your conversation, you need to take your child aside and say something like, "This is really important. I need you to always wait till I'm through with my discussion whenever I'm speaking on the phone. And I promise to give you my full attention after the call." Of course, children will always test the boundary. So here is when you follow on up on the house rules and consequences. But remember to give them a warning first. You need to give them a warning first. So now I'm going to give you 7 tips on how to teach kids to behave well in public. Yeah. You need to teach your kids good manners. You need to let them, tell them or teach them or show them how to be polite to people. Teach them how to greet and introduce themselves to others by making eye contact, and teach them how to be a good conversationist. Number 2, communication. Encourage conversation in your house. Ask them about their day and listen. You can also encourage them to ask you about your day, or prompt them by saying, "Why don't you ask me how my day was?" It's very important to talk to our kids, guys. Number 3, play dates. Teach them how to behave when they are on play dates. What to say and what not to say. Ask them what they would say to the host after the play date. If they're not sure, teach them what to say. They should say, "Thank you for inviting me. Thank you for having me. Thank you for everything you've been doing. I had fun playing here." Things like that. Number 4, talk to them about how to behave when they meet new members of their family or a family friend. Teach them how to show respect and what to do when they are asked questions, and so on. You get the gist. Number 5, talk to them about who they are allowed to go for help and why, especially asking for money. This is very important, but every house is different. As for my family, my son knows he's only allowed to go to myself and his dad for help, especially when it comes to money. Talk to them about not interrupting you when you're having a conversation with others beforehand, and the reason why it's not acceptable. This is really a tricky one, but the best thing you can do is maybe give them a hand signal that says, "Give me 5 minutes," and make sure you stick to it. If after 5 minutes you still haven't finished your conversation with them, with the other person, you need to tell the other person to hold on and ask your child for more minutes and explain why in a calm voice. The last and the number 7 way to teach your children how to behave in public: shopping with them. Yeah, going out shopping with them is a very tricky one, especially if you have little ones. But when you plan ahead before you go shopping, you need to, that would be much better when you plan ahead. Ask them to help you when you get to the shop. Get things off the shelf, put things in the basket. Because telling children about what to expect from any situation really helps. It helps a lot. So guys, my final thought will be, the honest truth here is there is no proven technique to inspire good behavior in kids. The most important thing is to lead by example. Let your child see how you care for people around you. hear the kind words you use, and see you doing your duty regardless of being told, this act will be enough to encourage empathic behavior in your child. So guys, dear parents, model the behavior you would like to see. All right, this is where I'm going to stop until next time. But if you want to hear more, or if you want to learn more about, or you like this content and you like to, if you, your one is about reading, you can join our Facebook group, and where we talk about other stuff about parenting. You can go to Facebook, it's Positive Parenting with Olu. Positive Parenting with Olu. We have a private group. You can join our group there. So thank you so much. Until next time, bye and stay blessed.